This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
A lot of Astros news as they get ready for game two of this four-game set against the Orioles, as they have a two-game lead now in the AL West over the Mariners. The lineup is out. Lance McCullers, who will get the ball tonight. Apparently someone said I was on crack. I said that my boy Ron still has faith in Lance McCullers and not Alexander. My boy Ron is on crack. Yeah, I don't have faith in either one of them. To be honest with you. I think it's pretty clear that Lance has more experience and better stuff.
The ceiling's a little higher.
Than Jason. And if either one of them were to, if you'd tell me, all right, Lance, get it together, or Jason here, I would go with Lance. That would be my thought. But no, I don't trust either one of them. But Lance makes his first start in over a month. The lineup tonight, Clint, Pena at short, Correa at third base. The DH tonight is Altuve, Walker at first. He went deep yesterday. Also, Yiner Diaz, he went deep yesterday. It's 18th homer. He is behind the plate again. Urias is at second base. Dubon is in left field. Cam Smith is in right field. And McCormick's in center.
There it is. Look at there. And, I'll be damned. Look at there.
According to according to Chandler Roma of The Athletic, Cade Popovich is a left-handed pitcher. So, Jesus Sanchez isn't playing against the left-handed pitching, even though he did have 5 hits last night.
There you go, boys. There you go. Trade for a guy that went that even if he gets 5 hits. Trade for a guy that even if he gets 5 hits, man, if a lefty comes up, he's out of the, he ain't gonna play.
And with no bunt hits.
Trade for an old part-time outfielder.
Yeah. Sometimes we overthink it here. In my opinion, I don't know, who knows, man. Maybe Dubon or Smith just goes ape tonight and they go 5 for 5. I don't know, man. I got to see how hot you are before I sit you down. I got to see how hot you are. I know he's not great against left-handed pitching, but my goodness, he's seeing things differently. Whatever. But that is the lineup tonight for Lance McCullers. It wouldn't be an Astros conversation if there was an injury news. And Bennett Sousa is en route to Houston to be examined by the team doctors. Joe Espada said he complained of elbow pain after his outing on Tuesday. The Astros hoped it would go away after some rest for a couple of days.
They did hope it would go away.
It did not. So they have placed him on the IL, Clint. He was a Big piece. We were talking about how do they get to Abreu? He was somebody that we suggested. No longer, so. But don't worry, they did bring in Craig Kimbrell.
There you go.
He'll avoid down there. So the bullpen takes yet another hit. Bennett Sousa is going to the IL with elbow pain that he complained of Tuesday. So wouldn't make a lot of sense if it wasn't a Astro going to the IL. Here's some interesting news. Good news, but interesting news. Last night, Yordan Alvarez, who was in the lineup, and he went 3-for-3 with two doubles, two runs scored, and an RBI, which took him to 5-for-7 in his rehab starts. He is getting the start again tonight in left field. Playing left field tonight for the Hooks. Getting him in the outfield, huh?
Yeah, man. Give him a little run in the outfield. He'd be all right.
Tell him don't dive. Play everything off the wall.
Man, let the guy play baseball, will you?
Don't dive. Play everything off the wall.
Man, all let the guy play baseball. We all let him play catch a ball in the outfield. Y'all let him slide into second base. Y'all let the guy play baseball a little bit?
I'm just saying, Clint, if there is a ball that is tracking to the wall, play it off the wall. We don't need any dives ahead, but he is playing it. I will say at least it shows they feel really good about him right now, that they would put him in the outfield. They feel really good about him. I don't know why he'd come up here and play in the outfield, but they feel really good about him in the outfield, and he is going to make a start. He probably begged his way out there.
I'm all for him sliding to second and playing outfield, guys. For the record, I am A-okay with the guys playing baseball. But that is an interesting deal. You got a guy that has a stress fracture or had a stress fracture that has become inflamed multiple times over a 3-month span. And I do wonder, with him being as big of a...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A presence and player and hitter that he is with this team. Hands down, the best hitter on his team. Changes the entire lineup.
Yep.
and he's dealing with a right hand fracture inflammation issue.
Mm-hmm.
I do question how smart it is to play him in the outfield, period.
Yep. Again, I'm going to ask you, like, how many times is he going to play in the outfield out here? Maybe he does. Maybe they play him in the outfield to get Altuve as the DH. I don't know. I mean, I'm wondering.
I don't typically mind him playing the outfield. I really don't. But I do, as he's trying to come back from something, why would you risk him diving for a – I mean, you like with a hand like that, I mean, he could literally try to catch a ball and foul ball in the net in the fans or something and hit his hand. It's his right hand, hit his glove hand on something and hurt it, you know, inflame that thing again. So I do question how smart that is. Now he gets back and he plays for a while and he's good. And hey man, we're in a big critical series down the stretch and we need you to play so that we can DH somebody else and get our best bats in the lineup, maybe even the playoffs. That I'm fine with that. But right now in a rehab stint, it seems like a interesting approach. A risk, that's an unnecessary risk to put him in the outfield. The running the bases and sliding stuff, I'm okay with that. Like, to me, that's part of baseball. You can't hit and not do those things. But to choose to put him in the outfield?
I don't know. There better be some real guidelines.
I mean,
Clint, that comes from the top. That's not the Hooks manager said, right. Yeah, that comes from. that was the old Hooks manager.
The Hooks manager said, I'm going to really push the envelope here, boys.
Really run a bit. Text line coming through. For the first time in a long time, I agree with my boy Ron. That's not true. You don't need to play the outfield. He needs to swing the stick. Yep. I don't get it. Whatever. But I will say the thing, though, I don't know if this is how great this is. The thing that should make you feel better is I would imagine, Clint, they have no concerns of restrictions with him right now if they're willing to run him out in the outfield. And
must
he
feel really good about
and
it.
You would imagine maybe if tonight back-to-back swing of the bat goes well, that he's in Baltimore like Dana said.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you were
I could see a line shot getting hit out there and he's got to catch it with that right hand.
See, that's not the one I'm talking. He lays out.
He folded up underneath him or something.
That time in Atlanta in that World Series where they had to put him out there and he ran smack dab into that wall.
That old short wall.
Let's just pass that up, man. Yeah, let's pass that up. Hopefully it's good. I am in full hope that not a single ball is hit that way.
Yeah.
He gets his two at bats in and get his ass out. Let's roll him and put him on a plane immediately to Baltimore. But
let's get through this one. No inflammation. Let's ride.
Yep. So that is the latest there. Someone texted in and said, don't you guys know how bad Sanchez is against left-handed pitching? Yeah, I do. I just simply said to me, man, when it's Dubon or Urias out there, I won't take a chance on the guy who just went 5-for-5. I don't know. I just want to see how hot he is. I do, for me. They went 5-for-5 last night, and every one of them he hit on the screws. Every last one of them. I don't know.
Would you like for me to tell you how bad Jacob Melton is against any pitching?
Well, Jake's not in the line.
Well, I'm just saying that frame of thinking. I mean, it's would you like for me to tell you? You got to look far. 161, whether it's a lefty or a righty. Now, to your point, to the Texas point, Jesus is worse versus lefties than Jake Melton is in general.
But that
line of thinking doesn't seem to apply to certain guys.
I'm just saying, man, you got a bunch of, let's just be honest, you got a bunch of low spades in there. And I mean, if one of them low spades just went 5-for-5 last night, let's take a whirl at him. All right, that's me. Let's take a run at him. So, I got you. Yeah. I'm wondering, did he run into any lefties yesterday? In those five at bats?
I was thinking about that myself.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to. What was that? I want to go back and watch that double that he hit. I feel like there may have been a lefty out there. Not sure, but there's a lot of Astros news there as Yordan is playing in left field tonight. Bennett Sousa is on the IL and headed back to Houston with elbow pain, so look out for that. And Lance is back, returning for the first time in over a month. Coming up, the saga in the sports world that I didn't know could get any crazier appears to have gotten crazier. Now we look at this situation turning real serious. Should really big decisions, like I'm talking moving away from the team, start to come into the thought process? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.